Good morning. I want to discuss today a shaila which is negea throughout the year in many different aspects. A very negea during Pesach, during the Omer, during Pesach. The shaila is, what's the din if somebody's mafsik, he talks or does some type of activity between a brocha and a mitzvah? Between the brocha over the mitzvah and doing the mitzvah. Or between a brocha and eating. Somebody's mastic, somebody speaks between making a bracha and eating his food. Common shaylet, common ageah is the Mietz Hashem tonight. Something unique about the kiddush on Shvi Yisrael Pesach is that there's no shechiyonu. There's no shechiyonu said in kiddush of Shvi Yisrael Pesach because it's not a new yomtiv. It's unlike Shmini Atzeres when it's a new yomtiv. It's not a new yomtiv. Therefore, we don't say shechiyonu. What would be if somebody makes kiddush? Obviously, the order of kiddush is made by Pragofen. Then he make Hashem Baruch Abon Mikolom, the whole Kiddush. And then, instead of drinking it, he says Shechiyonu. And then he remembers that he wasn't meant to say Shechiyonu. The shaila is, can he now drink the wine? Is it a hefsek between the broch of Bei Piagofen and the Shtir Sayayin? Would it be Mevatel the broch? Would you have to make a new broch of Bei Piagofen? So this sugya starts really in the Gemara and Brochus of Mem, where there it discusses about certain hefsekim one can make between making the broch of hamotzi and eating bread. Says, for instance, the maskan of the Gemara is, you could even say, to gavolito, you can even say, give food to the animals, since you're not allowed to eat before feeding the animals. Therefore, it's a shaykhus to the broch. You made the broch hamotzi and you can't eat before feeding the animals. So you could say, go and feed the animals before, and then eat. Common shayla would be, whether you can say to bring salt along after making the broch of hamotzi. So the Gemara says that if it's kashrut to the meal, then it's not a hefsek. It's clear in the Gemara that if it wouldn't be kashrut to the meal, if you stam speak, then it would be a hefsek, and you'd have to make a new bracha of almighty. So that's the Mefush Gemara that says speech between a bracha and achila is a hefsek. Now what's the pshat? Why is it a hefsek? So Tosfos down on the page of Mem Amud Aleph says, because it's called hefsek hadas. Hesach Hadas, then we have to explain it a little bit. What's Hesach Hadas? Is the Chal not forgotten about his eating? We'll get there in Yet Hashem. But Tosfos says it's together Hesach Hadas. Now, other Rishonim say for Machria, he disagrees. He says it can't be because of Hesach Hadas. Because the halach is if you speak after you've started eating your meal, there's no problem. Why? Because you haven't been Masir Das. So it's not you haven't been Masir Das. There shouldn't be any difference between before you start the meal or in the meal. In both cases, he's not Messiah Das. Both times he's thinking about his food that he wants to eat, he just happens to speak. So what should be the difference between in the meal or before the meal? It can't be because of Hesach Das. So Sefer Machria says the Pshat is, Sefer Machria is one of the Rishonim. The Pshat is because in order for a bracha to take effect, it must be that immediately after the bracha, I then involve myself with that bracha. If a bracha on eating, must be I eat straight away afterwards. If it's a bracha on a mitzvah, I must do the mitzvah straight away afterwards. If I speak in between, then ein a bracha al ma'alochul. There's nothing for the bracha to take effect on. So marina, the bracha is going to be bottled. So Zandi makes the bracha on food and then talks. He was never Messiah Das. He was planning to eat. He wasn't Messiah Das, but he spoke. So the bracha already can't be tasteless on the food because there's a break. So marina, you have to make a new bracha. If somebody speaks in the middle of the meal, the bracha was already chal. As long as he wasn't Messiah Das, so the bracha is going to work. So that's what the Sefer Machria says. We have Machlikas Rishonim. What is pshat? Why if somebody speaks between a bracha and a mitzvah, a bracha and achila, what is pshat? Why is the bracha not chal? Tosfos says it's together Hesach Das. And Sefer Machria says nothing to do with Hesach Das. Pshat is because you need the bracha to take effect on something, and otherwise the bracha won't be chal. And, yeah. I'm not sure. It could be as much as everyone's maskim, even by Tol Berch or Gavilatui, Lechatchili, you shouldn't, because let's go down Aloch, Lechatchili, you should try not to speak, even if you say it's Al Hesach Das, and you're not Masir Das. Lechatchili, you should make it, it should be as close to the Broch and Asir Samitza. Maybe everyone's maskim. Lechatchili, you should try and avoid having a break between a Broch and a Mitzvah. To make it more tasteless, more. Okay. Ish Lodin on that. Yeah, okay. All the Pifkei Halachos we'll have to get to by then. So first we want to build up the sugya. So this shayla, which is the Hilchos Hamotzi shayla, it's actually mentioned in the Rishonim in other places as well. There's a halacha This is my favorite halacha, that if somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you make a bracha over the shofar and then you blow. What would be if somebody tries, he makes the bracha of the shofar and tries to blow a tkiah and it doesn't go? It doesn't go. Maybe a truah comes out. Something else, some other sound comes out. He was trying to do the shofar. And then, now the shayla, he wants to now continue with the mitzvah. Does he make a new bracha over it? Do you make a new bracha? You've had the hefsek. You made the bracha, you made the sound of a truah in between the tkiah, in between your bracha and your tkiah. So the hefsek. So the ritva says, yeah. The ritva says, you have to make a new bracha. The ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Amitaladam Dalif says, you need to make a new bracha. Fake the Sefer Paltis, why? He's not Masih Das Bechla. He was involved in blowing shofar. He was trying to blow shofar. It didn't come out. He was trying to blow shofar. Why should you have to make a new bracha? There's no Esach Adas here, Bechla. So Gufa, that's the machlokes between the Ritva and the Sefer Paltis. The Ritva learns, like the Sefer Machria that we said, that you, in order for the bracha to be chal, it must be its tefus on something. So as much as a hefsek, you were never Masih Das. There's a hefsek. So the bracha can't be chal. Machinkin Sefer Paltis understand like tefus. That he said this Esach Hadas. Here the Zichur was no Esach Hadas. He was trying to do the mitzvah. He was involved in doing the mitzvah. It just didn't work out, but he was trying to do the mitzvah. So, Mamela Sefer Paltis asked, why should he have to make a new bracha? So, Mamela, the Machlekes, we show him in the Gabbadah as well. The third place where we find the Machlekes is regarding Birchas Atayr. Tesis in Brachas. That Yud Aleph brings a Yerushalmi that says that if somebody says the bracha of Ava Rabba, you know, you can be Yotze Birchas HaTorah by saying Ava Rabba. So if somebody says Ava Rabba, then he's Yotze Birchas HaTorah, but he has to learn immediately after davening. You mustn't have a hefsek between Ava Rabba and whenever you learn. So you have to learn immediately after davening. And Tosfos is bothered why, when we say Birchas HaTorah, now don't look at what we say, but Tosfos is asking it in his eyes, when we say Birchas HaTorah, we're never makbid to learn straight after davening. People go to work and then afterwards they learn. So, what is chat? Why? There's Yerushalmi. What's chat? Why is nobody makbid about it? So, Tosfos says two malachim. One malach is, it's Yerushalmi, but Bavli doesn't say such a thing. Must be Bavli's cholik. There's no din that you have to learn straight after Birchas HaTorah. Even after Avar Abba, there's no din you have to learn straight after. That's the first malach of Tosfos. Second halach of Tosfos is a special, unique din by Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba is not muchach, it's a birchas atayr. If you learn say afterwards, then it's chalan a din of birchas atayr. I'm saying a birchas atayr that you say in the morning is zikha birchas atayr. There's no din that you need to learn immediately after birchas atayr. Tosfos brings down a minik ha-tzafatim that they used to say, Yivrechecha, and we have a minik say Elu Dvorim. But they says you don't need to say it. There's no din that you need to learn immediately after Birchas HaTorah. Say the Beis Yosef, why not? Why is there no din that you have to learn straight after Birchas HaTorah? We know there's a din. Whenever you make a broch of a mitzvah, you need to learn, you need to do the mitzvah straight afterwards. So why should Birchas HaTorah be any different? So cast the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef says, two turrets, and the second turret, so he says, Da'achila v'asiyas ha-mitzvah, eating and doing a mitzvah, since there's no chiyuv for me to involve myself in eating the whole time, or in doing a mitzvah the whole time, if I don't eat straight away, then nire she'oisa brocha eina chezeres al oisa achila. I made the brocha, I was never masiach das, I was planning to eat. I was never masiach das, but I spoke in between, speaking in between makes it, that it looks, appears, as if the brocha is not going on that achila, or on that asiyah. But Talmud Torah says Talmud Torah, since there's a chiyuv of a gisa by yom and v'layla, the person has to involve himself in Torah learning day and night. So it's clear that your bracha is going to be going on the Birchas HaTorah. If it's achila, since you didn't need to eat, so then if much you didn't eat, then it looks as if the bracha is not chal on what you're eating. If it's Birchas HaTorah, if it's limud Torah, which the person has to involve himself yom and v'layla, avada the bracha is chal. What's the pshat in this piece of it? It's not very clear. The Magen Avraham says, and some explain, the Magen Avraham is coming to explain the second tenet of Magen Avraham, the second tenet of Beis Yosef. Magen Avraham says, that kiven sheish mitzvah lahago it's yoyim and velaylo, since it's the mitzvah to involve yourself in Torah learning, day and night, in kein le'oilom leka hesach hadas. It's not time to say hesach hadas. The person makes the brocha of a bichat Torah, and then involves himself in some mundane act. There's no hesach hadas, because on his head is, the whole time I'm meant to be learning. Now, shenkin achile, shtir, or doing a mitzvah, since I have a chiyuv to do that mitzvah right now, I don't have a chi the whole time to do the mitzvah. So therefore, is an element of hesach hadas, which, if I now understand the Beis Yosef, doesn't mean it's a real hesach hadas. He's planning to do the mitzvah, but it's nearer. Since he doesn't have a chiyuv to eat now, he doesn't have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah now, and now he's doing something else, it's nearer like a hesach hadas. But v'dai, if he's mamish m'siach das, avad, it doesn't work. But even if he's not m'siach das, it's nearer to m'siach das, and therefore you need to make a new broch. Mashen kein, limud Torah, can't be hesach hadas, it's not shayach hesach hadas. Not shayach, a person's going through his days, forgetting that it's Torah learning, not shayach v'chlal. Therefore, since it's not Shaykh Hesach Hadas, Avada the Broch is Chal, and you can learn afterwards. You don't need to learn immediately, straight away.
Yeah,
Nachon. It's all Drabon, the whole. So. Right. So, Abba Rabba, so that's the Shaila, where the Krishna can act as the Limud Torah. Yeah, that's the Shaila. What's the Rishami telling me that I have to learn afterwards? Let the Krishna act as Abba Rabba. It could be the Sun Alchem and Taste is good for. To Malkim in the places is good for that Shaila. The guy in the Be'agros got a long arichas on this point exactly. So it comes out that places in that says you don't need to learn immediately after Bechus HaTayah. That's very much as she told me that you hold the Yisrael Adovah between Hefzik, between a Brocha and a Mitzvah. The reason why it ruins the Brocha is because Hefzik Hadas is very good, but Bechus HaTayah is not Shaykh like Hefzik Hadas. But Mishabura there in Memzayin, Sukkot Yotes, he brings down, although Morgan Abraham explains Shulchan Aruch like that, but many Achreinim are chaylik on this Psak Halacha. Many Achreinim, and he says the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin is one of them, hold that Vada, a hefsek between Birchas HaTayah and learning is a hefsek. And the Goyin says, because you don't have anything for the Brach to be Chalon. The same, you saw it of this Sefer Machriya and Ritva. In order for a Brach to be Chal, you can mean that you're not Mesiyah Tas. I mean, not Mesiyah Tas. Forget about Torah learning, not Shaykh. But there's a Hesek. And where's the Bracha going to be Chal? That's like somebody trying to blow Shofar and comes out true. But he didn't forget about blowing Shofar. But in order for the Bracha to be Chal, it needs to be Tefas on something. And as much as you got a Hesek, so it can't be Tefas. So because of the Torah as well, you're learning Torah and you forget about, you didn't forget about learning, you're continuing to learn. But you spoke in between or you involved yourself in something else. So the Bracha won't be Chal. So it says, Be'agro, the Vilna Goyin, that Le'ika Alocha, you have to say Psukim, and we say Ludvoyim after Birchat HaTorah. You mustn't have a hefsek between Birchat HaTorah and Limud Torah. No. So that's the meaning that we say Berechicha, and we say Eludvoyim. Be'agot says that's Le'ika Alocha. Why? Because you need something for the Broch to be Chal on. So that shit is the Goyin, the shit is the Vilna Goyin, which seems to Paskin like the Sefer Machia, like the Ritva. If you have a hefsek between a bracha and a mitzvah, even if you're not Mesiach Das, the bracha is not Chal. If we go back to the Shaila tree asked by Shechiyonu, the Chayyim should be telling on this. The person makes Shechiyonu, he's making Kiddush, and he makes Shechiyonu. He's Zecher not Mesiach Das, there's no way he's Mesiach Das. He's thinking he's making Kiddush like every Kiddush of Yontif. He just made the mistake in the Halacha. He's not Mesiach Das. So, according to that, if you learn like the Pshat, like Tosis, if you learn if you shit the Tosis, you wouldn't have to make a new Shechiyonu. There's no Hefsek, there's no Hefsek Hadas. He made a mistake, he said something, but there's no Hefsek Hadas. Hashem, if you learn like Sefer Machriya, like the Ritva, like the Goyin, then you would need to make a new Brocha of Bei Pi HaGofen. Because Nachon you were Mesiach Das. There's a Hefsek between the Brocha of Bei Pi HaGofen and the drink of the wine. You spoke about Shechiyonu, which you weren't meant to have spoken about. Kiddush not. No. Kiddush Yitzah, Vada. Kiddush over there. But Bei Pi HaGofen is a problem. That's the chayyah what should come out so far. In Shittas Mishnah Berurah, there's many what would look like serious throughout his chalokim about what he holds on this topic. It seems to be serious. Regarding Birchat HaTorah, we already said that he brings the goyin, and it seems to be machriah like the goyin, that if Sandi says Birchat HaTorah and then speaks or involves himself in other things, the bracha won't be chal. You need to make a new bracha, even though you're not Mesiach Das. Because he seems to pass the Sefer Machriya by the Goyin there. Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, he says it clearly. Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, if a person gets an aliyah, you can just imagine the case when he gets an aliyah, and he makes the Brocha Bochu, and Brocha Ta Hashem, Asher Brocha Bonu, and then somebody sneezes, and he automatically says, Asusa, or bless you. And then, what's he meant to do now? He spoke. He definitely wasn't Mesiach Das, he was planning to read from the Torah. He wasn't Masiach Das. But what would be the halacha? Mishmor Pasim clearly doesn't talk about sneezing, but the same, that's definitely clear the halacha. Mishmor Pasim Simin Kuf Mem, he pastens that if one speaks, even if he's even if he knows clearly that he wasn't Masiach Das, since the mitzvah hasn't started, he has to make it clear. Somebody speaks, and in between the bracha and the Kriyas HaTorah, he needs the oile. If the oile speaks between the bracha and the Kriyas HaTorah, he has to make a new bracha. It's not because the oile, the Torah speaks, it's not like that. But if the oile speaks, we should add, if it's kashrut to Kriyas HaTorah, he's allowed to ask the Balkari, where are you reading from? If it's kashrut to the Kriyas HaTorah, it's not a hefsek, but if it wasn't kashrut to the Kriyas HaTorah, then he has to make a new bracha, even though he definitely was not Masiach Das. Yudea bebirul sheloi isiach daitoi. Why? Like the Sefer Machria, because ein lo ala bracha ama locho. Huh? Yeah, it's a good hour. Yeah, I mentioned that at the end, but it's a very good hour. Similarly, in Hilchus Megillah, we've had Chedik Aleph and Chedik Beis so far. Now moving on to Chedik Vav. In Hilchus Megillah, it's in Tofrei Tzadi, the Be'alotah talks about what happens if somebody's says the bracha over the Megillah, al mikra Megillah, and he misses out the first pasuk. He doesn't start from Vayhi b'me'achashveish, he starts from later on. Etzi achre edvar me'ilah, not ishi hudi, it doesn't make a difference to which pasuk, not the first pasuk. Says the halacha, he needs to make, you have to start reading again from the beginning, obviously, because the Megillah has to be read from the beginning to the end, like in Igeret. He has to read again the whole Megillah, he has to start again, and he has to make a new bracha. Since there was a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, he has to make a new bracha. Even though he clearly wasn't Masiach Das. He was reading the Megillah. He wasn't Masiach Das. Again, Shittus Mishtavur, like the Sefer Machria, that if one has a hefsek between a bracha and a mitzvah, even if you're not Masiach Das, you have to make a new bracha. Mitzad Sheini, we find, it's a very famous halacha, which the Magen Avraham brings, and Mishtavur Paskins like it. If somebody makes Kiddush, it's Chelek Gimel now, Hilchus Kiddush. Somebody makes kiddush over a cup of what he thought was wine. He made bopi agofen, and he made asher kiddush onum b'mitzvah rotzavonu. And then, as he was about to drink it, he realized it wasn't wine; it was water. Now, kiddush has to be made over wine, not over water. So he has to make a new kiddush again. That definitely has to make a new kiddush again. His kiddush wasn't chal, but there was a bottle of wine that he was planning to continue drinking later. Wasn't on the table necessarily, but he was thinking of continuing to drink. So Shaila is, does he make a new bopi agofen? His kiddush is definitely levatola, was a chal. So what about the bopi agofen? Does he have to make a new bopi agofen or not? So Magen Avraham says, no, he was planning to continue to drink. So the bopi agofen is fine. The only problem is Hashegat Shana b'im, so he's about to follow him. You'll say that again and then you'll drink. Zogat Kivega, no. Kivega's chaylik. It can't be. Why should you make a... How can it be that you yates with your bopi agofen? You had the hefsek. You said kiddush on mine, which is not chal. You have to say a new kiddush again. So there's the hefsek. All those words that you said, Hashegat Shana b'otzo vonu, was all levatolo. Was a hefsek between the bracha bopi agofen and the shtir. So hefsek, you have to make a new bracha. Ah, you're never Masiach Das. So what? Ein la bracha malochul. So he's all in Kivega. So Kivega paskins, like the Sefer Machria, that the bracha is not going to be chal. The Pele is Mishabura Pasan's like Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says the bracha bopi agofen is chal, and Mishabura Pasan's like that. Even though Mishabura and Hilchus Bichas HaTorah and Hilchus Megillah and Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah said not like that. In Hilchus Havdalah, we find somewhat serious to what we just said. There's a lot we have to make Havdalah. We make Havdalah of a yayin, and this, during Havdalah, we also make a bracha over the ish, over the ner. So there's halach is what type of ner you can use. One of them is it has to be a ner she shovas. A ner that didn't do melacha over Shabbos. It wasn't lit, you lit on Matzah Shabbos, Fachos HaYoseh. So, what would be if somebody made a bracha on a ner sheloi shovas? He made a bracha on a ner that was used over Shabbos. A goy lit on Shabbos. Not for chile. So it was a ner sheloi shovas. So halach is, Magen Avraham says, Kla, you're not Yetzer with that Ner. Not Yetzer. You have to make a new Ner. You have to make a new bracha of the Ner. So, then not only are you not Yetzer with the Ner, you also have to make a new Bopi HaGofen. Because since when you made Bopi HaGofen, you had a hefsek in between Bopi HaGofen and the drinking, because you made the bracha on a Ner, Shaloi Shavas, which is bracha of HaTorah. So you had a hefsek. So you have to make the new Bei Pergofen. Again, we understand that because Ege very much, he also said for Machia, the very night he went Messiah Das. What he wasn't Messiah Das? It doesn't matter. Eina Brocha Ma'alochol. We understand the Bekiva Ege. The Chiddush is that the Halacha there paskins like this of Bekiva Ege. The Halacha paskins. Yeah, you'd have to make a new Bei Pergofen. Even though the Halacha by Yechus Kiddush didn't learn like that. So here we have a steer in Eir Bey in the Mishnah Berurah. The Halacha, Hilchus Kiddush, he paskins like Magen Avraham. And in Hilchus Avdolah, he paskins like Bekiva Ege. This Hilchus Avdolah fits in very much with what he said elsewhere in Hilchus Bechadatoy and Hilchus Kirzatoy and Hilchus Migay. It fits in very nicely. Oh, but you've still got the steer between that and Kiddush. One more kasha is from Nachilik Hay. Hilchus Kirzatoyim. Somebody says, Hayoyim Oyim, today is the fifth. Somebody says, Hayoyim Oyim Hay Oyim, but he doesn't say Hayoyim Oyim Hay Oyim. He says, Hayoyim Oyim Dalid Oyim. And then he remembers and corrects himself. So he says the Boch over the Svisa Oyim, Boch to Hashem Akinim Achayilam, Hashem Shalom, Svisa Tzvonah, Svisa Oyim, Hayoyim Yoyim Dalid Oyim. And corrects himself, and if they did, he corrects himself to say, Yom Yom Hei Lo'ima. Mr. Rob Paskins, he can correct himself. So again, it's the Morgan Avraham, and he holds, he can correct yourself, so if they dibble, and you don't need to make a new bracha. So that is, why not? Why don't you need to make a new bracha? Because you weren't Messiah Das. It doesn't help. You got a hefsek. You spoke about something else. You spoke about how Yom Yom Dalid Lo'ima. Today's Yom Hei Lo'ima. You spoke in the middle. As they free Prima Godin. Prima Godin Bermet asked, he says, even one word should be a hefsig. You spoke about something, not kashrut. So again, we find here Mishnah Berurah, who seems to pass on Morgan Avraham, that as long as you're not Messiah Das, then there's no problem of hefsig. Yeah, very good. Okay, we're going to say very similar. Maybe it's exactly what you're saying. So, to answer all these. I know I didn't speak about Chelik Dalid. If you want, there's a Hilchos Reish Chedesh, there's one Nekuda there, but we'll focus on these other places. Aleph Beis, Gimel, He, and Vav. All those Mishnah Berurahs, all these places. So, in order to answer these theories, what would look like a theory of Mishnah Berurah, Nechaya, we could answer our Pia Graz, Pi Shulchan Ocha Rav, and Hilchos Reish Chedesh. Shulchan Ocha Rav is Oymed on this point. Why should it be bemet that somebody who says the wrong Oymed can just correct himself without making a new bracha? He says, the Sviri Shoyino Eina Chashuva Hefsek Kim Shenis Asik B'Dova Shebirich Elov Olov Elo Shaloi Olo B'Yodoi Kehoigen. Nis Asik B'Dova Shebirich Elov Elo Shaloi Olo B'Yodoi Kehoigen. He was involved in the mitzvah that he was making a bracha on, but he just stumbled. The words didn't come out right. And he has, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, not just a tripped up on the words, even if the Meti had Kavana to say the wrong day. But he was involved in Sri Sayyidina, just tripped up. It's considered he tripped up, it's considered he didn't manage to say what he wanted. Oh, very good, yeah. So, yeah, it'd be nice to say that, but there's many rights in Hushainim not like that. There's many rights in Hushainim. In the Hilchus Brochus, if somebody says Bo'i Piagofen and Shakini Bidvoi, and he was saying on beer. He says, "Boy, pick up a shakin and be dvoi tevei debi kumi metakin yourself." The Rishonim say, "Because it just added shevach, it's okay because it's added shevach." They didn't say, "Oh, it's because you scratched out those words and those words." The Rishonim don't seem to learn such a mahalach. It would be nice to say such a mahalach, but from the Rishonim we see not like that. So, if it's kishvoinus, it's okay. It's as long as he hasn't said the wrong thing. Here we're talking about he said the wrong thing. He said the Yomim Dali. So, again, filter halachas, I'm happy to discuss after. I just want to focus on what these points are at the moment. So, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you say that Dova is, by the reason why it's Tzvisa Oime, you can correct yourself, is because he's Asik B'Dova She'Birchalov, Elo Shrei Olo B'Yodikoga. It's considered that he was involved the whole time in it, it just didn't come out right. So that, according to that, you could explain that even if Kivega would agree to such a thing. Kivega is saying, if you have a hefsek, you're involved, you made the bracha one thing, and then you involve yourself in something else. Even if it's, Gradi was Hilchus, well, we'll come to Hilchus Kiddush in a minute, but in the Sefer Machriah, if we go back to him, even if you were never Masiach Das, you were Masiach Das, but as much as you were involved in trying to do this mitzvah, just didn't come out right, then everyone would agree that you would be, we could say, everyone would agree that you'd be Yitzah the Broch. So, that's what the Graz says by Svisa Oimer. I want to borrow this grass and use it for all the shittos of the Mishnah Berurah. It won't work with necessarily of Kivega and other Rishonim, but in shittos of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayah would. Mishnah Berurah holds that by Kiddush, if somebody says Kiddush over mine, he doesn't need to make a new bracha of Bayer Piyagotha. So you could say like this, somebody making Kiddush, so din is you have to make Kiddush over Yain. So he was trying to do that. So you make Bayer Piyagotha and I make Kiddush on the Yain. He was trying to do that. It turns out it was mine. But that bracha that he made of Bayer Piyagotha that's what he was nisachin b'dol. It's that bracha he was making on, and it looked all of the other kogan, just didn't work out well. He thought he was making Kiddush over Yain. Turns out it was mine. But that bracha of Bayer Piyagotha is very kashur, very connected to Hilchos Kiddush. So Mamela, since it's connected to Hilchos Kiddush, that's called Loi Olo Biyodo Kohagin. Huh? The Bracha Bayer Piyagotha. The Bracha Bayer Piyagotha. Nachon? So that Bracha Bayer Piyagotha, which he made, planning to make it on a case of Yayin, so the Maisa turned out to be a case of Mayin. So that Bracha Bayer Piyagotha is part of the Hilchos Kiddush. It's not just this Birchus Nen, it's part of Hilchos Kiddush. So he was involved in planning to make a Bracha Bayer Piyagotha over Kiddush. So just make the rest of the Kiddush again, and Mamina, that bracha won't be a hefsek now, because you were all of beyond, you were trying to make, what's the kasha? The kasha was that nachon, you're trying to make, nachon, right? Okay, sorry, but yeah. So, no, not the wine you drank, there was no wine, you drank water, it was water. So, yeah, Michal is right in that nosach, but a person was trying to make Hilchos Kiddush, and he was involved in Kiddush. It was just Le'olah B'yodik Egan. So now I can just make another Kiddush again. And there won't be a hefsek because that original Kiddush they made was just Le'olah B'yodik Egan. That's all it was. The Moshe come to Mishnah Berurah by Tkir Seifa. Avadin, somebody tried to make, I believe this is Halacha Maaseh, somebody tried to blow a Tkir for the first Tkir and it came out Tro. He's Yotzi. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. Why? Because he was involved in the bracha that he was trying to do. Elo, shall I all be other kogan? Maybe tomorrow don't hold like this. I'm saying, but that's a Mishnah Berurah. It's shaykh to say such a zach. Masha'in came, b'nei shalei shovas. Somebody makes a bracha of a yayin for Abdullah, and he made a bracha over the ner. Now the ner, there's no din, there's no real din to make the bracha of ner over the yayin. There's no such din. It's just, if we're already making a bracha of a yayin, we must sadr it over the kois. But b'karon, you could make ner other times. You could make a ner even not over the yayin. So that bracha of ner is really something zaitik, something not connected to the bracha of Bayer Piyagotha. So when he made Bayer Piyagotha and then he carried on to ner shelo shavas, he really spoke about something got no shaychus to what he's involved with. Hilchos Abdullah got no shaychus really, and therefore in such a case, there the be'alacha holds and achrami you were mesiachtaz. So what we pass on sefer machria. That's a sefer machria that you interrupted it, and therefore, although you were mitzvah to you interrupted it, something which is not kashur. You can't say le'ole biyodik kahoga, because this bracha of Bayer Eish is really no shaykhah to Hilchos Bayer Piyagotha. So if that's true, then we shaykh to say that Shittas Mishnah Berurah really is like a B'kiva Ege, like the Sefer Machria, that if you speak in between a bracha and a mitzvah, even if you're not mitzvah to you're not yitzvah. And that's why by Kriyas HaTorah and by Megillah and by Birchat Torah, Mishnah Berurah holds that if you speak, it's a hefsek, you have to make a new bracha. It's only you. Says, and that's why by Havdalah as well, but by Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah holds by Kiddush, you don't need to make a new bracha because Kiddush and Svisa Oimeh are begedesh shalei olo yodai kahogan. The problem is by Megillah doesn't work like that. By Megillah, by Metz Shveh, Megillah, he was really trying to do the Megillah, just read the wrong pasuk. Megillah is Bemet Shver. I saw loads of people ask on this halacha whether or not you hold of the Shukotor we just said, but it's even worse. By Megillah, you had Kavanah for this mitzvah. You had Kavanah for the entire Megillah. If Karp asked it, others also asked it. Bemet by Megillah, it's Shver. We'll leave that stack of the Mishnah Berurah Shver. But if in Kenim Adova, in what we're coming out is right, the Mishnah Berurah Bemet holds, like you say, for Machria. And if you speak in between a brach and a mitzvah, even if you're not Masiach Das, it is a hefsek. Then it should come out that Birchas Shechiyonu on Lel Shvish Pesach, if somebody said it, it is a hefsek. Because Shechiyonu is similar to Bayer Meresh. You don't need to say Shechiyonu on the Yayin. Shechiyonu you could say Pesuk. You don't need to say it on the Yayin. And therefore if somebody said Yain, and then he spoke about Shachyon in the middle, that's called a Hefzik. So you can't teach Le'ole B'yodi Kogan. It's got no Shachas really to the Kiddush. And therefore, L'choyah should be like Bo'i Mo'esh, and L'choyah should need to make a new bracha of Bo'i Pri Hagofen. If somebody tonight speaks, L'choyah, that's what should come out. I saw in Ebshtemen, there's a Sefer Ka'ayel Tarik, which is all Likutim of what Ebshtemen said, or might have said. Anyway, he says, it's right there, that Ebshtemen says, although in Londres, Shech Yonah should be a Hefzik, but it's Kva Huchra, said the Achra, that Shech Yonah is not a Hefzik between the Bracha and the drinking, and doesn't really elaborate why, but the Mitzayim there to look in Madana Yontif, which is Boch Tolovsky's uncle, Sefer, where there he says some Svara L'chalik. He says that Shech Yonah, although it doesn't have to be said in Kiddush, but there was a takonas chazal of Yaknaz, there was a takonas to say it in Kiddush. Takonas, there's a gemara about it, takonas to say it in Kiddush. Just, if somebody didn't say it, but yeah, but he's eater in the shuk. But Bikaron, it's a takonas to say in Kiddush, so it's kashrut to Kiddush. So therefore, if somebody said Shechiyonu, so really he was involved in Kiddush. He was involved in Kiddush, just shalei ola biyodik oigen. He said some words during the Kiddush, which wasn't right. But he was involved in Kiddush. There you have the svar of the graz. That he made the broch on what he was planning to do. So lay all of the other koyga. Ma sheinki in boi mo'eish, there's really no din whatsoever to do it on yain. Rav was masada, if you're already making a broch over yain, add it in. But it's not takonat chazal as in the same level as the takonat of yaknas.
What?
And the day you're not meant to say, yeah. Much of it was a tov b'divui. Somebody planned. Somebody thought you meant to say Shech Yonah on Shabbos. It's like somebody thought you meant to say Shech Yonah on Yom Tov. Same thing would be the same halacha. As much as we're going to be mekabel that yeah, it's not a hefsek, then it would be on Shabbos Tov. From the sugya alein l'choy we could came out not like this. I'm asking from the sugya alein l'choy should be a hefsek. It's das mishabur should be a hefsek. If you do a shittas of Shem Zalman, then it's not a hefsek, but from the sugi alenish should come out, there is a hefsek, but that's the hurrah that seems to come out from the achrinis maninu. If you look in Shmir Shabbos, he speaks out these nekudos that really Shechion is not kashrut to kiddush, but the halacha lemaisa, the Shmir Shabbos paskins, that's not considered a hefsek, and you don't need to make a bo pir gofen again. I guess what we should take from this is that we should be careful tonight not to say Shechion when we say kiddush. If somebody did, you should know he's coming to a big shayla of what we spoke about in the last half an hour. Just want to end with Mamish 2 minutes of something I saw. The pasuk says, "Vayimor es chayim ba'avoda kasha b'chaimel v'vilvenim." So the Zohar Kodesh says, "B'chaimer, it bittered the lives. The Mitzrayim bittered the lives of the Eden. B'chaimer is kal v'chaimer. That's what chaimer is. V'levenim is libun aloche." The Chaimer Belvenin, they embittered their lives with Chaimer, mortar and bricks. The Zohar says Chaimer means Dor Kal V'Chaimer, and Levenim is Libun Alocha. So the Mashkiach of Mir, of once, of Chaim Zev Finkel, he says that the Gzeira that was a Gzeira of, that Klal Yisrael would have to work for, would go through a servitude, yeah, that they would have to go through a difficult time during their to become a nation, wasn't Muchach. They have to work avodah kasha, physical avodah kasha. Had to be avodah kasha. Didn't have to be physical avodah kasha. Every person, it was up to Klal Yisrael to decide how it'd be. Would it be avodah kasha of Chaim Belvenim literally, or would it be avodah kasha of Limatoya? Limatoya could be Mimkoim the avodah kasha. So the Vigd and Evertal, Isabel Yeboch, Finkel brings down, that Bemet we see by Shevet Levi, they didn't work, they learnt. But they also, that was also the Avodah Kasha. Every member of Klal Yisrael had Avodah Kasha. Either Avodah Kasha was a physical Avodah Kasha, or the Avodah Kasha was a Limud Torah. Limud Torah is, Bimkoim, the Avodah Kasha, like the Zohar is saying, Mechoim, Abelvenin. So Rav Eliyahu Baruch speaks out, he says, you see from here, the tremendous Koyach of Torah, that you can have a person, brings down from a Yalkut into Ilim, and you can have a person who's been nigs on him that he can't sleep, either because he's got eyeache or toothache, both he also can't sleep. Or, because he's so shaku in his Torah learning, but he can't sleep, plus he's got some kash on his head, he can't sleep. Both of them have the same gzeira that they can't sleep. But one will get it through physical work, and one through a physical ailment or Torah learning. So that's the koyach of Torah that we've been zeicha to have over the last week or so of Torah learning. Tremendous koyach that Torah has got that can be mevatel gzeiras ra'ayis. Says Rabbi Elie Finkel, I just saw recently that after the Yom Kippur War, there was a memorial service. Over 2,000 Yidden were killed during the Yom Kippur War. And they had all different speakers there. And they had one Haredi speaker. They brought only one Haredi speaker, and it was Pshati Yudelovich. So he spoke last. So he said to them, you're wondering, what was the Haredi input into this war? What did the Haredim do for this war? With all these soldiers that worked so hard, but what did the Haredim do? So he said, I'll tell you. They were in this Beit HaKvaros, so they came for the memorial service. So at the beginning of the war, the army called in the Chevek Kedisha and told them to dig, to prepare 80,000 kvarim. That's what they were thinking. 80,000 kvarim. And he said, the 78,000 that they didn't need to use was because of the Torah learning. That was the Torah learning. And that's something which we have to be machazik, I said, throughout in this tzkufa. That's b'choim ha'bulveinim. It can either be b'choim ha'bulveinim or it can be Torah learning. Ka v'choim ha'libon ha'locha. It's daven, that the libon ha'locha and the Torah learning that we've had generated in the shul over the last tzkufa should bring us further, and we should be zeichet to go to shleim v'koriv ma'osh.